We got Bill Hall, the real estate guy, standing in the wings. But right now, let's go ahead to sports with Bobby Raider.
Tennessee tied at the half at 23 at Mississippi State last night, playing without starters Santiago Vescovi and Tyreek Key. But the Volunteers go 8 of 9 from three-point range in the second half and score 47 in the final 20 minutes and beat the Bulldogs 70-59. Other SEC action, Kentucky beat Georgia 85-71. Number 4, Alabama over Vanderbilt 78-66. And Ole Miss, a 70-58 winner at South Carolina. Top 25, number 1 Houston wins over Tulane 80-60. But number 2, Kansas loses in overtime to number 13, Kansas State 83-82. Steve Forbes' Wake Forest Demon Deacons win at home last night over Clemson 87-77 the final. Number 21, Baylor over Texas Tech, 81-74. And number 12, Iowa State over number 7, Texas, 78-67. The EJSU men's basketball team will try to win one at home tonight to take on Samford, 7 o'clock inside Freedom Hall. The Tennessee Titans are hiring Rand Carthon, the 49ers director of player personnel, as their new general manager. Plenty of high school basketball on Tuesday night. We go to the scoreboard where Dobbins Bennett's boys beat David Crockett 74-59 and the David Crockett girls over Dobbins Bennett 49-41. Sawyer Tate with a steal and a basket, and Westridge boys beat Science Hill 52-50. Science Hill won the girls game 47-38. The Tennessee High boys over Elizabethton 64-59. Elizabethton won the girls game 79-34. Unicoi County girls over University High 59-13. University High won the boys game 65-63. The Sullivan East boys over Volunteer 81-61. Volunteer won the girls game 54-32. West Green girls over Johnson County 91-62. West Green won the boys game 60-59. South Green boys upset Chucky Doak last night 67-65. South Green also won the girls game 76-40. The Daniel Boone girls in three overtimes over Morristown East, 61-54. Hampton took two from Happy Valley, winning the girls' game 75-34 and the boys' game 78-29. The Greenville boys over Cock County, 58-37. Greenville won the girls' game 64-60. And that's WJCW WGOC Sports. I'm Bobby Ryder.
And with AM 910 WJCW, you've got Carl Swanbird right here, Bird Brain.
He's flying for some.
I'm flying, and Alec Thomas. It's 8:16. Wednesdays around this time, we join in with Bill Hall, the real estate guy from Premier Homes and Properties, who sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Carl. I miss you not being here, but I understand that you're in recovery right now from this bronchitis, huh?
Yeah, it's just a maintenance sort of thing, just bronchitis, taking it easy for
a couple
of weeks.
Gosh, I remember I came in here last week, and you guys were both like desperate. I said, like, what did I just walk into, you know?
So, well, Ellie came out of it with his own version of this, but his was not as deep as mine, apparently, and so mine is, so here we are.
His voice didn't start out as deep as yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you sound better, believe that or not. So
I do.
Real estate, what's happening? The Fed's today possibly going to announce another rate hike? Is that what everybody's talking about? And I think that they will. I think it'll be about 0.25%, but there's no telling what they do. I think what they're doing is helping, but it's not totally... There's no magic to getting us back into a good rhythm in our, you know, in our economy. I think they're also doing the quantitative easement. The feds have started that up again, and that's where they're buying, you know, housing securities and mortgages and trying to help alleviate the high costs of home ownership, but it's not really working that much. And
What's been the track record on that?
The track record is that quantitative easing doesn't work. It just makes people feel better.
Uh-huh.
It feels like the government's doing something. They feel like they have to do something. And there's many, if you go online, you can go to YouTube, people have made many jokes about the federal government's quantitative easing program over the years and how that has affected or not affected the overall cycle of our economy here in the United States. And it hasn't proven to be especially good, but it does make people feel like the government's doing something. And I think that's important, too, because I think what happens is when we get into a situation where things seem like they're spiraling a little bit out of our control as consumers, we want our federal government to step in and reel it in. And I think that's an expectation that's been going on for quite a while. And I think what we really need to realize is that we're the ones that are our own chaperones of our own destiny, and we need to react according to how our economic structure is in our household and whatever it takes to get that through. And don't worry, don't ask the government to create something that isn't around, that we end up paying 10 times more for it 20 years from now.
Well, with QE happening in 2020 as a result of the reality of the pandemic affecting the world, something had to be done. Those folks who say, well, we did QE in this, I guarantee they took the money. They didn't need it.
Oh,
okay,
that,
but it did save a lot of society around the world, governments doing QE. It had to be done. It created the awful inflation that we're dealing with now.
Sure, but the
but that's a part of it.
Right, but the QE, Carl, keep in mind, was not as much as the stimulus money going out there to the individuals, but it was what the government was doing behind the scenes and buying government-backed securities and housing mortgages and,
right,
and things like that. The things that don't really directly affect each consumer. The stimulus money directly affected consumers, where they had an infusion of money, and that's what I think that's what America really wants, which is what I don't want to happen, but I think that America really wants to stay home and don't worry about anything and just get a check every month.
Hey, come on, man. I've got bronchitis. I can't help it.
Besides the bronchitis, at least you're getting paid by a company to be home, hopefully,
yes.
Because you have great benefits, right? So, I think that the stimulus money is not really the answer, and they haven't really talked about regaining or re-upping that again. But the quantitative easing is going on, and that's where they're buying, you know, federal-backed securities in order to keep the movement of the money going and make it available for people. Now, you know, home mortgage applications year-to-date right now, guess what? They're down 40%. That's huge.
Wow.
40%, yeah. Carl. I mean, it's crazy. New home sales year-to-date, year-over-year, compared to last year, down 30%, including in our area, you know.
Where is our good news going to be coming from, do you think, that'll get people back into the selling, buying market?
Well, I think that once people feel like they're not using all their money at the grocery stores and the gas pumps, they'll have a little bit more money to help their own quantitative easing.
I had to take out a mortgage for a 18-pack of eggs.
It's crazy what's happening.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
That is crazy.
It's crazy.
What about area restaurants, man? They're affected by all this, too.
They are affected, and the worst thing about them is they can't change their prices overnight because they have menus to print, and that costs a lot of money, thousands of dollars for the print menus and restructure.
Yeah, a lot of people are doing the whole QR code with your phone now that... and I thought that was just for COVID, but now with all the prices and everything, I'm seeing that they can digitally change things quickly.
It makes all the sense of the world, and I think that's good anyway because it saves paper. We don't need to be printing menus and plastic, you know, covered menus and stuff like that when we could just easily go to our phones, because most people have those. And for the people that don't, borrow a friend's phone that you're with, you know. But no, I think that's a great idea with the QR codes and the menus. But you know, the egg prices, everything's gone up. I think I'm not trying to say it's horrible. It's not horrible. We will come out of this in the next 2 years.
It's cyclical.
We will definitely come out of this, and we will be more resilient and more stronger than we were going into this. And I think that that's what people need to realize. In the real estate world, our benchmarks are different. You know, housing is about 18% of the gross domestic product in the United States, and it, you know, we stay between that 18 and that 20% number, and that's good, and that's where we should be. The problem is that the first time home buyers are not able to, because of the interest rates, able to step into homes because the availability, A, isn't there, and B, if there is something available there, the cost of getting a mortgage is double what it was a year ago. And right now, our first time home buyers are less than a third of all of the home sales in the United States, and we need that to be at 40%.
Wow. Okay, so it's just a matter of time. This is cyclical, you do think, though, right?
For sure. And it's always been that way. The economy is always that way. And so just have to look at it as, hey, we're going to go for a year or two ride that's going to be a little bumpy, but we're going to get through it, and everything's going to be better at the end of it. And that's what people need to realize and focus on. And make sure that you're staying on your household budgets, even if you don't have to have a budget. Maybe now would be a good time to start looking at one. And, I mean, I think that's really good business sense. The other thing, the positive aspect of what's happening right now is that home repair people, you know, and services have gotten easier because there's less of desire for them now that, you know, we've got through the pandemic years. Corporations are asking their workers to return back to the office spaces that they've been paying rent on for 2 years and not using. And so home, you know, home services and repair services have been a lot easier for people to access, and those prices have gotten a little bit better. Now, the building material challenge, that's still a challenge. The prices are going to remain high. I don't think they'll ever really go back down. But as far as being able to get a repairman out there, like I'm having, you know, like a plumber come to my house and take all the copper out and put PEX plumb, you know, pipes in there and stuff like that. That is easier happening now than we've had in quite a long time. And that's a real positive right there. So when people say, well, what can I do to get my house sold these days? I say, first off, I want you to go through your house and look at it from a whole different set of lenses. Look at it like, what do I need to do to get this sold? Is my front door in good shape?
Mm-hmm.
Can I get in the front door lock? Can I, you know, do my windows open? Even though you may not want to open them when it's 10 degrees outside, but people are going to want to. And when a home inspector goes through there and does a home inspection, they're going to check all that stuff. So is my air conditioning and heat service correctly? You know, I had, just in my house alone, I had my mini split go out and, you know, the wonderful repair person I had has been out there trying to get that thing to work, you know, and get some heat in there. So there's a lot of challenges out there, but this would be a good time for homeowners that are thinking about putting their house on the market to sit back and evaluate what's going on with their property and make it people's first choice when they do put it up for sale by getting it in correct shape. And this is a great time for reflection of that.
How do folks get in touch with you, Bill?
Well, it's easy. You can call my office number at 530-7077. Or my direct number, which is my cell, at 423-946-7575.
946-7575. Bill Hall, the real estate guy with Premier Homes and Properties.
There he goes,
sponsoring this portion of the program. Bill, we'll talk to you next week.
I can't hardly wait, Carl, and I hope you feel 1,000% better.
Thank you.